into ketone bodies in the liver, poured into circulation, and then used in other tissues, and especially at the brain level. Apparently, it is not the most suitable diet for those who practice endurance sports, or endurance if you are more cool, such as cycling, mountain biking, running, or triathlons. It is in fact an activity in which the main fuel is muscle glycogen, particularly when working at high intensity, with a clear preference for high carbohydrate diets, for optimal replenishment of the stocks used. Numerous papers have shown that there is a relationship between the availability of different nutrients and response to training. In endurance sports, this had led to the development of carbohydrate loading techniques using diets with a high content of these nutrients, diets that have shown themselves able to increase glycogen stocks, but at the same time have also led to an increase in the speed of use of these substrates during intense muscular work. So we started experimenting with new dietary protocols, with the aim of promoting fat consumption during prolonged activity, saving and increasing the duration of glycogen stocks, and improving yield in events lasting more than 60 to 90 minutes. In particular, interest was focused on adaptations and changes induced by training in conditions of reduced availability of carbohydrates, using diets with low carbohydrate intake and higher lipid content. One of the most important metabolic adaptations determined by resistance training is a greater ability to use fat on a muscular level. The capillary density and the number of mitochondria of the involved muscles increased with greater fat oxidization, along with a greater activity of the hormone-sensitive lipase, the hormone that mobilizes fat from adipose tissue, and a general reduction in insulin secretion. 5, 6. The well-trained endurance athlete has a greater flow of blood and oxygen to the muscle and produces less lactic acid for the same workload, all adaptations that promote fat oxidization. Theoretically, therefore, a diet that supplies a greater quantity of fat should lead to an increase in the athlete's performance. The ketogenic diet adapted for sports has been investigated in this regard, with an increase in fat intake and a drastic reduction in carbohydrate content, with variable results. 5, 6. A problem, when fat are the main source of energy, is due to the fact that per unit of time, a smaller amount of ATP is generated by lipids compared to the carbohydrates. A limitation that becomes more important for high-intensity work during which the use of ATP clearly exceeds the ability to synthesize it starting from free fatty acids. Furthermore, high muscular work intensities suppress lipolysis, making fatty acids less available for this process. Other problems may be related to the potential accumulation of ketone bodies, dehydration, and occasional hypoglycemic crises, with metabolic complications and possible deficiencies when the diet is not well elaborated on the athlete's needs. Ketogenic diet and mountain biking. The study. A recent study sought to determine the effects of a long-term ketogenic diet with low carbohydrate content and high lipid content, mainly polyunsaturated fats, on the aerobic performances of cyclists engaged in off-road racing. Although with a reduced sample, 8 cyclists, all with at least 8 years of shoulder training and VO2 max of at least 55 milliliters per kilogram per minute, VO2 max measures the maximum amount of oxygen that can be used per unit of time by an individual. The chosen value is typical of well-trained subjects. The work was well-designed. The study was divided into 2 phases. During the preparation period for the competitive season, the tests were conducted over 3 days after a 4-week mixed diet or 4 weeks of ketogenic diet. In the first period, the cyclists were divided into 2 groups, each assigned a specific diet, and their performances evaluated. Afterwards, the groups were exchanged. A new period of work was carried out to then evaluate the performances with inverted parts. A study of this type, with crossover modality, allows to reduce the fluctuations due to contingent factors, since both groups are tested and evaluated with the 2 dietary regimens under consideration. Workouts during the 4 weeks included a high volume of work with medium intensity. Between one work block and another, the cyclists had a week of recovery with a diet free of restrictions. The tests were performed using a cycle ergometer with evaluation of the maximum working capacity of the use of oxygen, VO2 milliliters per kilogram per minute of the elimination of carbon dioxide, CO2, and, through tests on capillary blood, of the concentration blood lactic acid and lactate threshold, values indicating the maximum amount of effort that the body can sustain without accumulating lactate. Through blood tests, insulin, testosterone, total cholesterol, HDL, and LDL lipoproteins, resting glucose, free fatty acids, and B-hydroxybutyrate, one of the ketone bodies formed during the ketogenic diet, were evaluated. The diet for each of the subjects was carefully drawn up so as to have the same caloric intake, adequate for the work, with different distributions of the macronutrients. For the mixed diet, the macros were 50% carbohydrates, 30% fat, and 20% proteins, while for the ketogenic diet, one had 70% fat, 15% protein, and 15% carbohydrates. Considerable attention to the nature of the fats used, especially mono and polyunsaturated, with a ratio between omega-3 and omega-6 maintained around 1 to 3. What are the results of the study? The body weight, the body mass index, BMI, and the fat mass of the subjects in ketogenic are decidedly lower. For the fat mass, we pass from a 14% of the subjects in mixed diet to 11% of those in ketogenic. In subjects in ketogenic, an improvement in the lipid profile is also observed, especially in relation to decreased triglycerides and increased HDL lipoproteins, good cholesterol. These last changes could be due to the abundance of polyunsaturated fats and to the increased intake of omega-3s in ketogenic, which could also justify the lower extent of post-exercise muscle injuries in these subjects, evidenced by a reduced concentration, both at rest, both under stress, of creatine kinase, CK, and lactate dehydrogenase, LDH, typical markers of muscle damage. The ketogenic diet significantly increases the contribution of free fatty acids to energy production, especially during the first 90 minutes of work with medium intensity. In the last phase, at high intensity, the use of fats is inhibited by glycolysis, as evidenced by a marked increase in the production of lactic acid. In conclusion, in ketogenic, there is a significant increase in lipid metabolism. As seen in other studies, there is also an increase in VO2 max and in the lactate threshold in subjects in ketogenic. The first is explained by the greater demand for oxygen necessary for oxidative processes in these conditions, while the second is more difficult to explain, and it could be due both to a lower production of lactic acid due to the reduced amount of glycolytic processes and to a reduced passage of lactate in the blood flow due to the reduction of this buffering capacity of the blood, with consequent drops in pH and reduction of bicarbonate levels, which accompanies the ketogenic diet. The increase in aerobic capacity could also be due to the increased values for red blood cells, hematocrit and hemoglobin, that the authors suggest are due to the ergogenic effects of omega-3s on blood viscosity, with improved transport capacity oxygen to muscles under stress. The improvement in aerobic capacity, which is relevant for medium intensity jobs, is however accompanied by a reduction in power at high intensities for the subjects in ketogenic. This decrease is attributable both to the reduction of glycogen stocks accompanied by a reduction in the activity of glycolytic enzymes. The high intensity work and the final shot are comprised by the ketogenic. Insulin and glycemia are reduced in ketogenic, at rest and under load, highlighting the fundamental role of the mechanisms responsible for glucose homeostasis in the hormonal and metabolic response to exercise. There is also a slight reduction in testosterone that remains difficult to explain. In conclusion, what does the study tell us? The first indication is that the ketogenic diet can be used during the athletic preparation phase, with high volumes of moderate intensity work to stimulate and increase fat metabolism, improve body composition, and reduce muscle damage due to exercise. The ketogenic reduces the ability to work at high intensity. This is a study on a few subjects, and therefore limited, but well-designed and executed, and the conclusions seem to confirm what emerged from previous works. The ketogenic diet has a role in the preparation of endurance sports, such as cycling, mountain biking, running, and triathlon. In the competition season, however, it is better to rely on diets with a very high carbohydrate content. Obviously, the diet for a sportsman should not be left to chance or compiled by hearsay. It is important to support a trained professional who can manage the diet according to the athlete's needs and preferences, in sync with the training periodization. It is not enough to remove carbohydrates. It is necessary to carefully evaluate the relationship between nutrients, the type of fat to be used, and the correct amount of protein to be used. Good results are not born by chance. Ketogenic diet for athletes. The advantage of burning fat instead of sugar. The list below is simply the point of view, summary, of two important researchers who are playing a fundamental role in my journey. The information was translated from the beautiful book, The Art and Science of Low Carbohydrate Performance, by Jeff Volk and Stephen Finney. Some discoveries have been revealing to me before, and then liberating during the diet. I think it's useful to know them. Then, everyone is free to choose how to eat better, but getting rid of some ideological superstructure is always a good exercise. As far as I'm concerned, I probably never would have come up with a paleo-ketogenic diet, and perhaps never even discovered what it is. Ultimately, if you are well, you have no particular needs, and you are comfortable with carbohydrates, why reduce them and reach a state of ketosis? Before December 17, 1903, about 99% of the population thought that humans could never fly. Not long afterwards, the reports against and in favor of the possibility for man to be able to fly were completely overthrown. Sometimes it's a question of perspectives. A low-carbohydrate diet is not necessarily ideal for all athletes, but is clearly desirable for some. That's what they have discovered, Volk and Finney, in the last 10 years of ketogenic research. Low-carbohydrate diets are anti-inflammatory, produce less oxidative stress during exercise, and faster recovery between training sessions. A physiological adaptation to a life with few carbohydrates allows a greater dependence on body fat, not only at rest, but also during the training phase, which means less dependence on glycogen and less need for carbohydrate recharge during and after physical exercise. Adaptation to low carbohydrate regimens accelerates the use of saturated fats as a supply, allowing a high consumption of fat, even saturated, without any risk to health. On a practical level, effective training for both endurance and strength/power sports can be carried out by people who are adapted to low-carbohydrate diets, with beneficial transformations of body composition and strength. Ketogenic metabolism. The energy reserves of fat in our body, typically less than 40,000 kcal, far exceeds the maximum of carbohydrate reserves, around 2,000 kcal. The caloric supply strategies that emphasize carbohydrate-based diets and sugar-based supplements lean their metabolism towards carbohydrates, and at the same time inhibit the mobilization and use of fats. Suppression of fat oxidization goes on for days after carbohydrate consumption, not just for a few hours after ingestion when insulin levels are high. The high carbohydrate routine produces unreliable results, especially during prolonged exercise when glycogen stores are depleted. In order to sustain a high-level performance in conditions of glycogen-free and reduced glucose availability, cells must adapt to using fat energies. This process, ketoadaptation, has the potential to improve sports performance and its recovery phase. Ketones are an important lipid-based energy resource, especially for the brain, when the level of carbohydrates are reduced. The process of ketogenic adaptation does not occur overnight. It usually requires a 2-week preparation period to start producing the benefits you want. Athletes in ketosis show increased abilities to burn fat, confirming the fact that the peak level of fat oxidization has been significantly underestimated. People with ketosis can support resistance training and make profound improvements in body composition. Change our way of thinking. Adaptation to the state of ketosis provides a stable and lasting supply to the brain, thus protecting athletes from the risk of collapse. The state of ketosis can improve insulin sensitivity and post-workout recovery. Ketosis saves proteins from oxidization, thus preserving lean mass. The state of ketosis decreases the accumulation of lactate, lactic acid, contributing to better control of the pH and respiratory function. The benefits of ketosis status may be relevant to improve endurance, strength, power, and cognitive performance, as well as the speed of the recovery phase. Ketogenic adaptation. Avoiding large excursions of blood sugar and insulin, burning mainly fatty acids and ketones, can decrease the stress response during exercise. The ketogenic adaptation produces a lower generation of reactive oxygen species, free radicals, and better conservation of unsaturated fatty acids in cell membranes. Less metabolic stress, better energy flow, and healthier membranes results in a faster post-workout recovery phase, less inflammation, immunosuppression, gastrointestinal fatigue, insulin resistance, muscle damage, and physical exercise-induced cramps. The maintenance of a correct level of unsaturated fatty acids in the membrane can be supported by adequate intake of omega-3s, anti-inflammatory and antioxidants as compounds in the vitamin E gamma form. Carbohydrates and ketogenic diet. Although it varies from person to person, to maintain ketone levels above 1 millimole per liter, it is usually necessary to consume less than 50 grams of carbohydrates per day. Within a well-formulated ketogenic diet, this level of carbohydrates, less than 50 grams, is safe, sustainable, and satisfying. As you become aware of the carbohydrate content in food, it turns out that it is possible to consume a variety of tasty meals, even with the intake of few carbohydrates. Although consuming carbohydrates after exercise is commonly recommended, this practice is counterproductive during the state of ketosis. Once adapted to the state of ketosis, depending on the metabolism and the objective to be achieved, it is possible to incorporate some slow-release carbohydrates such as vegetable roots and legumes. Proteins and ketosis. Too much protein or too few can be problematic during the state of ketosis. Concentrate on a protein intake that goes from 1.2 to 2 grams per kilogram of lean mass. Instead of consuming large portions of meat or other protein food, prefer small or moderate portions of proteins associated with generous portions of fats. Fats and ketogenesis. To maintain ketosis states, the proportion of caloric total should be composed of between 65 and 80% fat. Considering that the total of carbohydrates and proteins is relatively low, the amount of fats will vary depending on the objective, whether to lose weight or keep it. The fats we consume represent an important source of supply, and therefore the primary energy that the body prefers to use, namely monounsaturated fats and saturated fats. Limit foods high in polyunsaturated fats, and balance the ratio of omega-3s and omega-6 fats. Integration of some minerals with a ketogenic diet. Low carbohydrate diets increase sodium and water loss through the kidneys. Failure to replenish sodium losses damages potassium levels and produces negative effects: fatigue, fainting, headache, loss of lean mass, etc. Most muscle cramps are due to lack of magnesium. Proper magnesium intakes help prevent cramps. Slow-release magnesium supplementation for 20 days effectively resolves most muscle cramping. Comparative ketogenic diet, fats against carbohydrates. In a 2010 research conducted by Volk, Kwan, and Forsyth, the following experiment was conducted. Overweight men were randomly assigned to one of the four planned regimens, as shown in the graph, for 12 weeks. Low-fat diets with less than 25% of fat in the diet, and low-carb diets with less than 50 grams of carbohydrates per day. The groups that trained were subjected to alternate sessions of training of 45 minutes for 3 to 4 times a week, with different intensity, very intense, moderate, and light, alternating resistance training with exercises and weights. Study results. The group that followed a ketogenic diet, low carb, experienced greater fat loss and a greater decrease in insulin levels. Resistance training produced an increase in lean mass without compromising fat loss in both groups, low fat and high fat. However, the most important fat reduction was recorded in the group that followed the ketogenic diet, low carb, and high fat, and trained with resistance sessions. The most striking case was of a gentleman who lost 13.5 kilograms of fat mass in 12 weeks and gained 5 kilograms of lean mass. We all want to lose weight fast and reach the desired weight in a flash, but few people really know how to start and diet. It seems trivial, but it is not so obvious to follow a weight loss regimen for several weeks. Often attempts are made without having a method or a food program designed and balanced, because the costume test is close, whether you want to make a good impression at the cousin's wedding or put on last season's clothes. All excellent reasons that lead to look for fat loss weight options, which make you lose weight in a very short time. You can start this diet and then give up halfway. You've done it too, haven't you? Of course. But then don't be surprised if, after all the efforts you have made, in a few weeks you return to the same old starting weight. Because you have to deal with an absolute truth. You can lose weight fast, but the faster you lose weight, the easier it will be to recover, and with interest. It's called the yo-yo effect, and if it's not the first diet you deal with, you know it very well because it's what has cheated you to this day. If it is your first time, tattoo it. Losing weight at the right pace is more effective than losing it quickly, and it will be much, much easier to keep it. To reiterate this very important concept, I wrote this post to explain how to start and diet, how to deal with it, how to organize, and how to avoid hidden pitfalls to achieve the results you had set, and above all, to maintain it. Because even to lose weight, you need a method. In this book, you will find 10 steps that will help you achieve your goals. 1. Because it is better to lose weight at the right time than to lose it quickly. When you want to lose weight fast, the first thing you do is deprive yourself of food. Although it may seem to you the genius of the century, I assure you that it is not. Rather, practical tips for following a diet. We call it the Island of the Famous effect. Have you ever noticed that when a very thin competitor is eliminated from the island and shows up in the studio, after only a week he has regained the weight he had before leaving? And if it's not exactly the same weight, it will resume in a few days. Depriving ourselves of food is never a good idea. The human body is a perfect machine, and eliminating its main fuel triggers all the alarms of self-defense and self-preservation. The sudden shortage of food is immediately perceived as a sign of danger, and as soon as you lower your guard and return to eating normally, your body will assimilate everything it has lost. It is only a matter of time. So the Island of the Famous effect works. Do you lose 7 pounds in a month? Compliments. See you at the table. So a very clever idea turns into a boomerang. To lose weight really and permanently, you have to do it slowly, giving your body time to settle on new rhythms and get used to it. 2. The negative effects of fast diets. And let's not talk about the bad consequences of fast diets all over the body. The first negative effect is the slowing down of basal metabolism. Having a fast metabolism is essential for weight loss. If you want to know more, read the article, How to Speed Up Metabolism. But this is not the only negative effect of fast diets. There are many others. Among these, steatosis, fatty liver. The skin becomes flaccid and wrinkled because it is not elastic enough and does not have time to get used to weight loss. Values high in the blood and lack of minerals and vitamins also occurs, which makes you weak and grumpy, and affect the quality of sleep. Results? You'll find yourself in bed at night hungry, wondering who made you do this, thinking that it's yet another failure. Also, because all this will be of no use to you. Trust me, the lost kilograms will take them all back and you will not be able to live depriving yourself of food forever. So consider whether to start a diet like this, because maybe you don't know that losing weight fast is wrong. Yes, it brings you immediate but not lasting results, and that makes the situation worse. I too fell several times before I realized that it is a mechanism of your own body that prevents you from maintaining your weight loss for a long time and falling into the yo-yo effect. It's a battle lost at the start. You never win. So better to focus on the right diet to choose and follow. 3. Which diet to choose? Have you ever heard that Oriental saying about the secret of living long and happy? It reads as follows. If you want a long and happy life, eat half, walk twice, laugh triple, and love without measures. Nothing more is true. I will only mention one fact that struck me very much. According to a study by the scientific magazine The Lancet, in 2010, the combined effects of famine and malnutrition killed about 1 million people. Obesity has made 3 million victims. Consider that on an average woman, around 30 years old, 1 meter and 70, about 70 kilograms of weight, with a sedentary job. She needs 1,710 to about 1,810 calories a day. A man with the same requirements, however, needs 1,860 to 1,960 calories a day. They are average values because we are all different, from the bone structure to the fat mass, from the differences in the basal metabolism to the predisposition of physical activities. Knowing who you are and knowing your body is essential for starting and dieting and getting them to take the right direction to lose weight. You have to calculate, consider, and note many different factors, starting with the calculation of daily energy consumption. And always keep in mind that the weight loss recommended by most nutritionists and dietitians for the classic average person, overweight, and with a sedentary lifestyle, is not more than 2, maximum of 3 kilograms per month. I repeat, there are fast diets to lose weight quickly, and they work, but they are not advisable for millions of reasons, above all, because sooner or later you will take back all the lost kilograms, and now you know why. You can no longer pretend to do nothing. If you still, for some reason, escape, go back to the previous point. 4. Diet the right time. What is the best time to diet? It seems a secondary question, almost irrelevant, but I assure you that it is an essential part of the diet. As you may already know, to get tired, fall, give up, or break down are unfortunately some of the most frequent pitfalls of a weight loss diet. And more often than not, the cause of failure is not due to your little determination, but by external agents, independent of your choices or your strong motivations. They are the ones who give the real push. Commanded parties, evenings with friends, birthdays, family lunches or dinners, large deliveries to work, problems with couples, stress, holidays, business trips. Do I still have to go on? They are all mines on your slimming path. For this reason, before starting the diet, it is important to understand in what period of your life you are and what situations you will have to face in the following weeks. It is impossible to foresee everything, but most events are known to you in advance. Don't neglect this aspect. It will be fundamental. 5. How to deal with a diet. What is the first thing that needs to be created to see if a startup can succeed? A good business plan. Without it, you don't go anywhere. You don't even start projects. You can do the same thing for the diet and any other big project you have to face. You don't have to do mathematical equations, but you have to scheme, organize, and predict your time and your future nutrition. As I said at the beginning, you need a method to start a new path. In the following chapters, we will show you how to write your business plan, and you will see that later you will be able to avoid most of the mines in your way. You will foresee the worst moments. You will maximize any interference with your goal. Following the advice of this book, you will have your best weapon in hand. You will be ready and prepared, and nothing will be left to chance. 6. How to program the diet. Deciding to start and do a weight loss diet is like taking control of one's life. Like when you decide how you dress, or what university you go to, or where to do a vacation. So, decide how much you want to lose weight and how quickly. Now I'll take you step by step to plan your diet. Let's look at a guided example. Answer the following questions. How much weight? For example, 80 kilograms. How much do I want to lose? For simplicity, we'll make it 6 kilograms. How long do I want to lose it? Do you want to lose them without taking them back when you stop the diet? Then it's 3 months. Then, 6 kilograms, 12 weeks, 50 grams per week. Perfect. Now you need a weekly table, which will help you plan your diet. And here is the second gift for you. I have made one available for you. You can print your free weekly table from our website. Print them for the number of weeks scheduled for your diet, in this case 11 weeks, so 11 copies. Write at the top, well and in view of your goal, plus the daily calories you have consumed, in form. For free, it allows you to know what your daily energy requirement is and what your right weight should be. 6 kilograms in 12 weeks is equal to 1300 kcal per day. Above, after week, write for each sheet the number of weeks, 1, 2, 3. After form weight, progressively write your weight minus the 500 grams to lose in the week. Take the calendar. Choose carefully and with care the best time to start your diet. Don't be in a hurry. Consider everything that will hinder you. Mark it on the calendar and find the 12 weeks most suitable for you to start your diet. The diet starts on Wednesdays, and always and only on Wednesdays will you weigh yourself. If you don't know why, download this free guide, 18 Practices to Lose 2 Kilograms Without Dieting. Now, mark only the menu of the first week of the diet you have chosen day by day. The following Monday, you will write the one for the second week. What do you need? Patience, determination, love for yourself, and a good balance for food. Indispensable, just like the first three. 7. And now organize. This aspect depends a lot on your lifestyle. If you live alone, as a couple, or as a family, if at work you can take lunch or go to the bar. In any case, warn those who are closer to you of your intentions. Tell them explicitly to stay close to you and support you. They must understand that they will not have to change their eating habits, but will have to support yours, avoiding tempting you, even involuntarily. Ask them not to offer you anything and not to worry if you are on a diet for 2 months. You will not die of starvation. And let them know in advance that you will be in a bad mood. Going on a diet is a very serious thing and must be respected. If there is no respect, there will never be results. As for friends, limit dinners and aperitifs. Propose rather to go to the cinema or go shopping, so you walk and burn. At home, you make everything that does not belong to the diet disappear. All the junk food you have surrounded yourself with, all the sweets, the snacks, the fizzy drinks, everything is gone. Go shopping for yourself, just for you, and organize well with all the products of your weekly diet. If you are with your family, dedicate a fridge shelf of your own. Remember, buy only the food that you expect from your diet, neither more nor less. If your family wants to participate in your diet, the food you cook will always be excellent, healthy, and for everyone. But pay attention to seasonings. Everyone must season their dish, your dressing, from the oil to the sauces you will have to sip on it, and also pay attention to the portions. You must always be weighing your food. Determination. So much. 8. Exercise. This stranger. If you think that 30 minutes of walking equals the calories of a glass of wine, you understand how important it is to play sports to dispose of what we eat. If you want to lose weight, first of all, you have to start moving again, as you haven't done in a long time. Join the gym. Search the web for exercise tutorials. Download the best apps for yoga, fitness, or CrossFit. On the web, there is a world of sites with tables for running, tutorials with exercises of all types and tastes. We have written an article dedicated to the best personal trainers who do online courses and can follow from home. If you look on their YouTube channels or their Facebook pages, you will also find many free lessons. Or, on our site, there is a section that is called Feeling Good, with the articles and exercises of our personal trainer. Find files to download, practical tips, and illustrated PDFs there. And then, walk instead of taking the bus. Take the bike instead of the car. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Take a nice run early in the morning before breakfast or in the evening before sitting down at the table. Move. It burns. Change mentality and you will change your body. Finally, leave your comfort zone made of small momentary gratifications that stick to your fat and get back in the game. Change what doesn't work. Being on the sofa has never changed anyone's life. Think big. The greatest gratification you can have is when only thanks to you will you return to being fit, full of energy and planning skills. It's all in your hands. Never stop believing. It's just a question of desire, time, mind, and organization. In conclusion, do you want to lose weight? Then start to move your ass. 9. Foods to avoid, like the plague. In all the diets in the world and also on other planets, you will find this list of foods to be temporary away from, or at the limit to be dosed with greatest attention. Meats and sausages, butter and cheese, potatoes, bread and pasta, olive oil, fries, desserts of any type, size, and shape, ice creams, alcohol, coconut, mayonnaise, carbonated soft drinks, including diet drinks, industrial foods or preparations to be heated, junk food, that is to say snacks, chips, sweets, and all those delicious and porous things for which the famous shelf rule applies. You leave them there and you will see that they won't go on your hips. Here, for the period of your diet, a little effort to eliminate the really useless ones and limit the indispensable ones you can do without. 10. Conclusions. How to start and make a diet. It will not be easy. You will have moments of discouragement and failure. But if you follow these directions, it will be easier not to give up and conquer your healthy weight. And then, remember that we are here. We are family. We are born for this, to support each other in moments of difficulty and to encourage ourselves to go ahead. But now, a quick reminder of the 9 steps we've seen. It is better to lose weight at the right time than to lose weight fast. With fast weight loss diets, you will get results contrary to the desired ones. As soon as the diet is interrupted, the starting weight is resumed, with interest. Fast diets have numerous co-indications, starting with a slowing down of the metabolism. To choose the right diet, you need to know yourself and know your needs. It is important to carefully evaluate the period in which you will do the diet to avoid pitfalls that can make you yield. As with all important projects, you need a method to start and make a diet. We need to organize ourselves and manage time and resources. How much do you want to lose? How long? By following our scheme, you will be able to plan your weight loss diet. Plus, you have found the link to download the weekly diet table for free to get everything under control. Don't forget the organizational aspects, how to do the shopping, how to behave with your family. There is no weight loss without exercise. Finally, there are foods to avoid, like the plague. Remember the complete list. Tips for losing weight and not postponing your diet anymore. The diet is all a question of attitude. The biggest rock to overcome is the first week. Everything is to arm yourself with courage and start. Constancy is instead the fruit of willpower. Don't give up. It will lead you to greater gratifications. Seeing the first results is the right stimulus to move forward. You might always repeat that tomorrow is the right day to put yourself on a diet and that tomorrow seems to never arise. Why must you postpone it? Tomorrow, Monday, after the holidays, after the Epiphany, and you end up never starting. Then, when you have finally started the diet, you get lost on the road. You are discouraged by being rude and decide to give up because you are convinced that you will never make it. Or you notice the weight does not fall off and you become discouraged and leave the diet. In both cases, your inability to find the strength to really start and then to be constant over time is linked to deeper problems, frustration, nervousness, aggression, dissatisfaction, or low self-esteem. Are you the only one who has these hesitations? You will find out no. You are one of many to meet the same small obstacles in the path of the diet. We have collected from you the doubts and questions of some users in a crisis of motivation, and we asked help from Floriana Ventura, our psychologist, the tips to lose weight while maintaining the reasons intact. Floriana's answers will help you get started. The questions: how to find the spirit to start the diet? What are the questions I need to ask myself to find the strength to start? What are the tips to lose weight? The solution: the decision to undertake a course of weight loss or to change one's eating style originates from a discomfort linked to being overweight or to various health problems, diabetes, celiac disease, high blood pressure, etc. The first thing to do is, first of all, to remind yourself of the real reason why you want to lose weight and for how long you want it, focusing on the negative aspects that you would have if you stay with the diet. Then, if that's not enough, it is important to compile a list in which you record all the benefits that will arise when you lose weight. Examples: I will like it better. I will be able to put my old jeans back on. I will not hear any more comments about my appearance. I will feel comfortable in a swimsuit, etc. Once completed, this list must be reread whenever your motivation wobbles. It will give you the strength and the drive to keep going. Tips for losing weight: the importance of a coach. Search for an ally or involve a person you trust with a collaborative and problem-solving spirit. A person who acts as your coach, who can be a friend or your husband, who has the function of supporting you during your weight loss journey. Someone who plays the role of an observer, who comforts you when you are in difficulty, but who immediately encourages you to continue. It also works to diet along with a partner. Start and I can't resist the food and let go. What should I change in me? When a situation like this arises, it must be understood that hunger is not an emergency and that it is absolutely possible to resist food. The point is that many people with weight problems experience hunger as a wake-up call, which must be answered immediately. Otherwise, they feel uncomfortable. Unclip from this diabolical association and begin to experience that when you feel hunger or the desire to eat, you can wait until the next meal or snack allowed. To break the vicious cycle, keep busy with a pleasant activity for at least 5 to 10 minutes. You will see that the resistance muscles will become stronger and more effective. How to manage the obsession with eating. It happens when the need for food due to physiological hunger is confused with the need for gratifications and recognition that nourishing the self is good and not the stomach itself. It happens that to react, for example, to an unpleasant emotion, instead of seeking the appropriate response like a caress, an embrace, an outlet with a friend or a clarification with a partner, an impulsive and immediate gratification is sought through the food that immediately afterwards, it leaves an even heavier emotional charge, due to that sense of guilt and sense of personal ineffectiveness, in addition to a few extra pounds. Begin to become aware of how this mechanism affects your personal behavior, and starting to do something different is a great starting point. Approach to diet. To start again, it is necessary to implement the same indications given for those who must begin a slimming process for the first time, with an extra force. If I succeeded once, I have a good chance of making it this time too, and I can, in addition, learn from past mistakes and ensure that controlled nutrition and physical activity become a stable lifestyle, and not just a small momentary phase. This is the only way and the most valid advice to be able to lose weight and maintain weight in the long term. Tips to lose weight and fight resignation. To get out of this impasse, it is important to start from an assumption, namely that the main difficulty lies in starting, taking the first step and having confidence and perseverance, because as soon as you see the needle of the scale go down by the first kilogram, this will act as reinforcement and motivational drive to continue the journey. Another important aspect is represented by one's own way of thinking. A thought like, "I'll never make it," puts you in a state of demotivation and resignation that leads you away from being able to get a good result. Solution: a more functional way of thinking starts from the typical idea, "I could encounter difficulties, but I have the tools to overcome them and obtain a better state of health and physical appearance. I have no reason to think that I won't make it. I'll just take one step at a time." 7 reasons why you're not losing weight in keto, LCHF. There are 7 main reasons why you are not losing weight on the ketogenic diet, despite your best efforts. 1. You are not actually in ketosis, the state in which your body burns fat to produce energy instead of carbohydrates. 2. You're eating too much. If you are still unable to listen to your body, you could eat a lot more than you should, and this is not good. 3. You're not eating enough. Calorie restriction leads to changes in metabolism, which derails your progress. 4. You're eating too much protein. Keto is a moderate protein diet, therefore it targets 20 to 25% of the calories deriving from them. 5. You're eating too many carbohydrates. 20 to 50 grams of net carbohydrates per day is typical of keto at a starting point. 6. You are intolerant or allergic to something you are eating. This causes inflammation, which can turn to weight gain. 7. You are resistant leptin. This is caused by irregular sleep, stress, overeating, and calorie restriction. Fortunately, following this problem resolves this problem. Despite all your best efforts, you are not losing weight with the keto. Maybe you've stalled, or maybe you've even gained weight. You haven't lost a centimeter in waistline. You haven't lost a pound. In short, you have run aground. You are now confused. You have placed so much hope for keto. So what to do now? Not using glucose, your body will no longer have the ups and downs that lead to hunger pangs, energy slumps, and sudden cravings. In addition, blood sugar levels remain stable and your body loses excess weight, and even quickly. Yet for some, it is not working. Here are the 7 main reasons why you do not lose weight in the keto diet. Reason number 1. Despite everything, you are not in ketosis. Ketosis can be difficult to achieve when starting for the first time. Many people think they are in ketosis after following keto for a week or two. Remember that having ketones in the blood does not mean being in nutritional ketosis. Or rather, it is a necessary but not sufficient condition in the sense that there must be constancy in the blood ketones, not 7 days yes, and 3 no, and so on. Ketones in the blood consistently allow us to achieve nutritional ketosis. So if after 3 days of keto you see the purple in the KETR test, fine, but you're not in nutritional ketosis. To understand how to measure ketones, see my article on the subject. Reason number 2. You're eating too much. We always say that in the keto, if we respect the basic rules, it becomes unnecessary to count calories. Why this? Because keto balances hormones and therefore balances blood sugars, and especially the hormone of hunger and satiety. If I eat the right things and eat them calmly and listen to my body, then I eat when I am hungry and stop when I am full. Attention here, I said full, not full that I burst, then it is not necessary to count calories. But there are 2 cases where it might be appropriate to do so. I eat voraciously. I can't control myself. Or, although I believe I'm doing well, I do not lose weight. Then it could be helpful to pay attention to macronutrients, considering 5 to 10% of carbohydrates, 20 to 25% of proteins, and 70 to 80% of fats. Reason number 3. You're not eating enough. If you eat little food, your body goes into famine mode. Your metabolic rate decreases to protect organs and normal bodily functions. Similarly, in an attempt to preserve itself, the body slows down in response to insufficient energy levels or excessive exercise. So while you think you are making great strides toward your weight loss goals by eating less, in reality, you are preparing to achieve failure. Reason number 4. You are eating too much protein. I can never understand why it is a common misconception that ketogenic is a protein-rich diet, when the reality is that it is moderate in proteins. Too much protein can get you out of ketosis, through a process called gluconeogenesis, in which your body converts excess proteins into sugar, and then starts using glucose first to produce energy, and it won't burn fat anymore. Reason 5. You are eating too many carbohydrates. Carbohydrates can deceive, in particular because they are hidden in many unsuspected foods, such as cruciferous vegetables, green beans, dairy products, and nuts. Since these are foods that can fit into the keto, except dairy products, but then everyone does as they wish, eat them in moderation. Another common false step, reasoning in total carbohydrates and not in net carbohydrates. Net carbohydrates are total carbohydrates minus fibers. Simple. To keep your carbohydrates in check, fill your plate with low-carb vegetables like asparagus, avocado, and zucchini. Pay more attention to vegetables with higher carbohydrate content such as broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and cauliflower. I didn't say don't eat them, I said pay more attention. You prefer fruit that fits to the keto, such as blackberries, blueberries, and raspberries for the occasional dessert, concentrated on high-fat proteins. Reason number 6. You are intolerant or allergic to something you are eating. The most common food allergies are milk, eggs, peanuts, nuts, wheat, soy, fish, and shellfish. While food allergies are serious and we realize it almost immediately, food tolerances can be more insidious. Although they are not life-threatening, they cause imbalances in the intestines that lead to inflammation, which can directly affect weight. Reason number 7. Resistance to leptin. Leptin is the hormone that sends a signal to the brain to alert you that you are satisfied with the meal. It is therefore responsible for the regulation of how much consumption in meals, in essence, indexing the brain to make you feel that you are full. So, if this hormone does not work as it should, we say that satiety does not come at the right time, and therefore we tend to overeat. Leptin resistance is caused by irregular sleep, stress, overeating, and calorie restriction. Fortunately, following this type of feeding, you can reset its sensitivity. Only be patient. It may take 6 to 8 weeks, and do not use it as an excuse to overeat when you have the chance. I recommend it because by now I know you. I didn't say that if you don't lose weight, you have this little problem. I just said it's a possibility. Final note. How much fat do you really have to lose? It is possible that you do not have as much fat to lose as you think. The less fat we have to lose, the more our body will fight to keep it where it is. Because I want to remind you that even if we all hate fat, in reality, this is nothing but stored energy to allow us survive in the future. What then we decide to store a little too much? Well, that's another story. After a keto diet, the urban legend tells that if one loses the kilograms in excess too quickly, as happens in a very low ketogenic calorie diet, VLKCD, then it takes them back just as easily. In fact, this can happen, but only if after the diet aimed at weight loss, a transitional protocol has not been followed well, which is nothing more than a stabilization protocol, that is to say, weight fixation. In general, it doesn't matter what diet you use to reach the ponderal goal, be it a Mediterranean or a ketogenic one, it's just a question of different timing, but you get there. But what is fundamental is the management of the post-diet, because it might seem strange to you, but the difficulty does not lie in falling, but keeping. The transition regimen expected after a ketogenic protocol consists of a gradual reintroduction of carbohydrates. Why gradual? Because normally, in a ketogenic regimen, they are introduced from 30 to 50 grams of carbohydrates a day, and therefore the insulin is little stimulated, but must gradually get used to again the secretion in optimal doses, and moreover, few calories are introduced, 800 to 1000 kcal. And therefore, it is necessary to raise progressively the metabolism. It usually begins with a reintroduction of simple carbohydrates, fruit, vegetables, to then arrive at complex ones, cereals, legumes, bread, etc. If during the ketogenic phase, it is not essential to carry out physical activity to obtain a weight loss anyway, remember that there is no glycogen. It is also true that in the transition phase, in addition to a gradual reintroduction of carbohydrates, it is highly recommended to start a physical activity regularly. The two things associated ensure the stabilization of lost weight. Physical activity compensates for the progressive increase in calories in the diet. But not only that, the optimal would be to introduce the carbohydrates in the post-workout, since after the physical exercise, the glucose transporters, GLUT4, tend to be very receptive beyond the concentration of insulin and to better capture the carbohydrates introduced to them in the muscle cells. In this way, the reintroduction of carbohydrates is managed better without large spikes of insulin. The transitional regimen, in theory, should last as long as the period in which a ketogenic regimen was implemented. Let's take an example. If a ketogenic diet has been followed for 8 weeks, a transition period of the same length of time, then 8 weeks will be scheduled, divided into about 4 stages, then 2 weeks each, for the reintroduction of carbohydrates. The fact remains that studies have shown that the longer the transition phase is, the lower the glycemic load and the longer the results will be. An example of reintroduction of carbohydrates could consist in inserting the fruit in addition to the basic protocol in the first stage, in the second stage, in addition to fruit, Greek yogurt and dairy products, in the third stage, some wholesome bread or rye, then try to select carbohydrates based on their glycemic index, then avoid white bread. In the fourth stage, whole grains, cereals, and legumes can be added. This is a generic example to introduce you to the subject. Then each nutrition specialist will know how to tailor the transition diet to you based on your metabolism and your needs. During the transition phase, some weight could be lost as the caloric intake remains below the basal metabolic rate until a balanced normal caloric diet is reached. Many people with carbohydrate reintroduction instead increase by 1 to 2 kilograms. But no panic, it's not fat. If you think about it in the word, carbohydrate already explains the phenomenon. Carbohydrates are composed of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. For each carbon atom, there are 2 atoms of hydrogen and 1 of oxygen, or water. So if I introduce carbohydrates, I introduce and hold more water, which weighs. During the reintroduction phase of carbohydrates, the body stops producing and using ketone bodies, which have the effect of attenuating hunger. In transition, it is therefore normal to be able to feel more hungry than during the ketogenic diet, although the caloric intake of the whole day is raised. We must be patient and at the very least carry out tricks to deceive this sensation, such as drinking, crunching fibrous vegetables, or simply being distracted. The transition period from a ketogenic regimen to a balanced normal caloric diet is not always easy for the patient to manage due to a series of psychological problems. In fact, after a ketogenic diet with a slimming purpose, the lost physical form is found again, and one feels, in a certain sense, already arrived, taking the transition very lightly, with several concessions not foreseen by the protocol. Nothing could be more wrong. It's like getting out of the hairdresser in a day of great humidity without the lacquer that fastens. The hairstyle is designed to deflate soon. The transition must be done well, otherwise the lost pounds are easily regained. After a well-made transition, the lost weight is well stabilized. But are we safe from a possible weight recovery? Unfortunately not, and it depends on the lifestyle. The problem of the recovery of lost weight is an unresolved issue with any diet administration. Only a careful and conscious change in lifestyle will be able to prevent shooting of weight loss over time, regardless of the type of diet used. So don't go back to eating sweets, pizza, beer as if there were no tomorrow, because the diet will be a guaranteed failure. Instead, try and read, study, understand, and know as much as possible about the food you take, because only through the awareness of what you eat will you arrive at a concrete and stable change. What happens after making the ketogenic diet? How to maintain the ideal weight after the diet, and which transition regimen helps to preserve the results best? Above all, does it make sense to repeat the ketogenic diet? The transition phase, what it consists of, and what it is for. The ketogenic diet, as explained above, is a diet therapy, the goal of which is weight loss. Once the excess weight is lost, it is not necessary to continue with the caloric restriction, and therefore the time comes when you return to a normal calorie consumption more appropriate for your needs. How do you get to this point? Through the so-called transition phase that we will try to explain in a simple way. The ideal weight has been reached, so to keep it stable and above all to preserve the benefits achieved with a diet, it is necessary to face another path consisting in the gradual and weighted increase in both the daily caloric intake and the reintroduction of sugars. This phase, just as delicate as the diet phase itself, is called transition and cannot be separated from the specialist's examination, as already happened in the phase of the ketogenic diet. It is important to add that this phase can be followed not only once the target weight is reached, but also when you want to take a break from the ketogenic diet. Yes, that is possible. Patients who have followed the ketogenic diet cannot, immediately afterwards, take too many calories without the risk of regaining the weight lost. In the transition, foods are gradually reintroduced for a duration dependent on weight maintenance results and medium, and long-term medical parameters. Clinical studies have shown that a 6-week transition phase maintains better parameters over time, abdominal circumference, blood pressure, etc., compared to a phase limited to only 1 week. We therefore recommend a duration equal to that of slimming to be divided into 4 stages. Gradual numeric reduction of proteins foods, increase in carbohydrate content with low glycemic index foods, introduction of foods from the Mediterranean diet, and reduction of micronutritional complementation. The key step is certainly the maintenance of an adequate protein intake to preserve the lean mass and the satiating effect so as to avoid a weight recovery over time. Other important factors of the transition phase are the consumption of foods with a low glycemic index to keep insulin secretion and the number of daily meals under control, maintaining the good habit of subdividing the entire caloric intake into smaller and not too spaced meals. To put it in even simpler words, it is a period of slow adaptation to a healthy, balanced, and complete diet, like the widely known diet of the Mediterranean diet. It is clear on the sidelines of these considerations the very important role of the transition phase, both to maintain the results achieved with the ketogenic diet and to allow the body to manage these food changes in maximum form. The ketogenic diet is not a forever diet, as mentioned at the beginning, but it is certainly a fundamental movement for those who want to regain health and well-being. Those, yes, they must accompany the patient forever. Don't lose your motivation on the road. There are two moments during the year in which there are the peaks of enrollment in the gym, in autumn and with the beginning of the new year. These are the moments in which good intentions about our physical form reach their peak. Usually, it works like this. We go, we buy everything we need for our physical activity, and we do a program of activities, and then we start headlong. The first few weeks we dedicate to our physical well-being 4 or 5 workouts, even more than what was recommended or what we set ourselves. Then, with the passage of time, we begin to limit the number of times, and a series of problems start to appear that seem to be delayed and force us to skip and/or postpone our training session. Most of us soon find ourselves sadly looking at our new shoes and clothes only a few months before and, more importantly, looking at each other with the air of someone who once again failed to meet the good purpose he had given himself. Motivation in the gym. If it is true, therefore, what those who begin well are in the middle of the work, let's go and see that we do not leave the work unfinished, trying to answer the following question. How to stay motivated once the initial enthusiasm is gone? 1. Focus on sub-goals. First, whatever your goal in terms of physical well-being, learn to focus on small improvements rather than staying focused solely on the final goal. If you need months of training to reach a specific weight or performance, it will be easy to lose motivation. However, setting intermediate goals will help you keep your motivation up and give you the chance to celebrate your results. See point 4. 2. Measure and recognize your progress. Keeping track of your workouts and results in terms of time, weight, endurance, and feelings is a good way to be constantly aware of what we have done and what we still have to do. Depending on your predisposition, you can use a diary or one of the many free online services. My favorite is DailyBurn.com.